Recent weeks have seen an unprecedented flurry of diplomacy. Efforts have intensified as the threat of war grows, a war many believe could now be imminent and very dangerous. Meanwhile, troops, tanks and weapons continue to mass in Eastern Europe. Russian forces surround Ukraine. NATO is reinforcing its members that border Russia, while some members of the alliance, but notably not Germany, are sending anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. So is there now a way to stop this march to war? Sven Jürgensen is Estonia's ambassador to the United Nations. His country is a neighbour to Russia and, until the end of last year, served on the Security Council.
There is always room for compromise. But the question is, does Russia want to compromise? Because if you look at the demands that Russia has put forward to the United States and NATO, then just reading through them, it's absolutely obvious that this all is just nonsense. It's deliberately drafted in a way that there couldn't be any compromise.
The leader of another NATO nation, again with a border with Russia, Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre, has told me despite the difficulties, no efforts should be spared to find a diplomatic solution.
I simply state, and I observe, that now there are talks going on. There's a channel of communication. And I would appeal to those who sit at those tables, use those channels at the maximum. And on the NATO side and the Euro-Atlantic side, I believe there is very strong unity on the principles and very clear messages in the communication.
The problem is that Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has made his country's demands in public and in writing. Russia says Ukraine must never join NATO and that Poland and the three Baltic states, which are all NATO members, mustn't be allowed to have troops or weapons from other NATO countries on their soil.
The main question is our clear message that we consider further NATO expansion to the east and weapons deployment, which can threaten the Russian Federation, unacceptable.
One expert on the region warns there can only be a compromise if Russia tables a new proposal, something that's more palatable to NATO.
The best compromise would come if Russia put something else on the table that the West was willing and able to provide. If Russia looks at the general state of unity between Europe and the United States, if it looks at the kind of economic measures that have been promised in case of an incursion and decides that that cost isn't worth it, that the need to maintain business and economic ties to Europe is important enough for where Russia wants to be in the future, that jeopardizing that isn't worth it.
Some experts believe that President Putin may not have decided yet whether he's going to invade Ukraine. The first meeting of the UN Security Council on the current crisis is expected on Monday, and Russia will be looking for the support of China. And that's why some diplomats believe the Russians may wait to launch military action until the event that China cares so much about, the Beijing Winter Olympics, is over in mid-February. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.